Joe Toya recalled Lieutenant Meehan coming over to his plane to tell the men, "No prisoners. We're not taking any prisoners." At 2200, mount up. The jump masters pushed their men up the steps, each of them carrying at least 100 pounds, many 150 pounds. 101st Trooper spoke for all 13,400 men in the two airborne divisions when he got to the door of his C-47, turned to the east, and called, "Look out, Hitler! Here we come!" At 2310, the C-47s began roaring down the runway. When they reached 1,000 feet, they began to circle, getting into a V of V's formation. Three planes to each V. As they straightened out for France, most of the men found it difficult to stay awake. This was the effect of those pills. Through that night and into the next day, paratroopers had trouble staying awake. Joe Toya did fall asleep on his flight. "I was never so calm in all my life," he recalled. "Jesus, I was more excited on practice jumps." On Winter's plane, Private Joe Hogan tried to get a song going, but it was soon lost in the roar of the motors. On Gordon's plane, as on most, men were lost in their own thoughts or prayers. Private Wayne Sisk of West Virginia broke the mood by calling out, "Does anybody here want to buy a good watch?" That brought a roar of laughter and a lessening of the tension. Winters prayed the whole way over, prayed to live through it, prayed that he wouldn't fail. Every man, I think, had in his mind, "How will I react under fire?" With Lieutenant Schmidt in hospital, Sergeant Lipton was jump master on his plane. The pilot gave the paratroopers a choice. They could ride with the door off, giving them fresh air and a chance to get out if the plane was hit, or ride with the door in place, which would allow them to smoke. They chose to take it off, which allowed Lipton to lie on the floor with his head partly out the door. Most of the men were asleep, or nearly so, a consequence of the air sickness pills. As the C-47 crossed the channel, Lipton saw a sight no one had ever seen before, nor would anyone ever see again, a sight that every man who was in the air that night never forgot. The invasion fleet, 6,000 vessels strong, heading toward Normandy. Gordon Carson was with Lieutenant Welsh. As the plane crossed the channel, Welsh told the men near the front, "Look down!" They did, and all you could see was wakes. No one ever saw so many ships and boats before.